the sublime. And what good is a dream finally? It breaks your head open, and cello music pours out of a stranger's window, and the most gorgeous woman you ever loved says to hit the road, and you do see them, that stranger and this woman, kissing everywhere, in the trees, on boats, in the kitchen cupboards. The fog of daily life never lifts, and the checkbook needs proper calculations, and the dog would like supper, please, and now, without warning, the dream returns. It breaks your head open. You lie there for a week, and no one finds you until the dog, having lost his dignity, finally eats, and when there is no more, howls. It howls, and you are a missing person, a passage of shit quivered into the dirt, a good boy, a terrible dream someone picks up with a plastic bag wrapped in his hand to throw away, and you are thrown away. You do it every day. Waking too early, driving to work, working and returning, reading poems of great beauty and crying at the movies, touching the hair of your niece who laughs at water, flying over cornfields so close and so openly that when you wake there is silk in your beard. Your arms are tired and hang at your sides like the wings of a migratory bird who is about to die. And what good is a dream finally? It breaks your heart, and you stand in the lush dark of the moment after twilight ends and begin to sing, and nothing makes sense to you. And you sing louder for a while, then awkwardly sit down where you are. And the stars overhead, they shine a little, no more or less than usual. And whether it is daylight and they are invisible, or whether it is night and they are the embers of a blacksmith's fire, they shine, and you are grateful that love is like a hammer.